Down to Dunk Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Down to Dunk Podcast. It is October 18th. We have a little over, 10 days until NBA season kicks off. We are counting down. Today, our Eastern Conference top eight seeds, preseason predictions. We hope you're doing well. Thanks for checking us out. Remember, if you're tuning in to us from some other avenue, remember to follow us on Twitter at DTD Podcast. Search us in iTunes Pod Center. Search Down to Dunk. Follow us, rate us, review us, check us out. We appreciate you listening and tuning in to us. Today, this is Jay, and with me as always, good friends Andrew and Taylor. How are you, gentlemen?
I'm doing so good.
¿Cómo estás?
Anything new in your world?
No.
Not one thing.
I cooked tilapia last night. First time I ever cooked tilapia.
I cooked tilapia the other day, too.
Wow.
How'd you cook it?
Boom chocolate. I baked it.
That's what I did.
What'd you do? Just some butter and lemon?
Threw a little olive oil underneath it. Just threw some spices on it. Threw it in the oven for 12 minutes.
Whatever spices you want. What kind of tilapia you want? Well, you choose.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
Hey, I got some Hot Pockets, too, and I wish that I made those instead of tilapia last night.
To be honest with you. What about you, Andrew? What'd you eat last night?
I had a spaghetti dish.
A spaghetti dish?
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
It wasn't spaghetti.
No, it was a different kind of noodle. A spirally noodle.
Those are called...
rigatoni?
Spirellos.
That is what they're called.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what they're called.
I don't know what they're called.
So.
Fun slides?
Just to kind of transition to what we actually do here, basketball, let's start out a little bit. Last night, Thunder haven't played since our last podcast until last night. And so last night they played. Well,
That's not true.
Sorry, they played on Tuesday, but it wasn't on TV. And so I have no idea what happened in that game.
Yeah.
Except for Durant was like. Scored like 40 points in 10 minutes. And
why wasn't that on TV?
They don't put all the games on TV.
No one cares, I guess.
I don't know. They cared last night.
Everybody cared last night.
Yeah, that's weird.
I guess they only pay the Fox Sports guys for so many games. I don't know.
Yeah, we can't give them any more money. Please, Lord. There was a point in... Royce Young from Daily Thunder pointed out last night where Brian Grant said that Steven Adams has the lateral quicknesses... of a majority of small forward.
In the league.
No way.
So, did you mean power forward?
And then did you mean center? Because what are you talking about?
Did you watch
That's
it, Taylor?
That's amazing.
I watched some of it.
Don't try to stop my Steven Adams train.
Who's trying to stop it?
It he feels had like six offensive rebounds last night.
He was.
Hold on, guys. What I'm just have gonna, I said
this whole lateral quickness, not as fast as power forwards.
I'm making fun of Grant.
Oh, okay.
On here.
I'm just kidding. He was incredible.
He might be a good basketball player.
It was crazy how good he was last night. You should have seen him finishing at the rim, too. It was insane. Like, caught one in transition from Fisher. Fisher threw this bounce pass, and he caught it and smashed it. I mean, it was like...
So smooth.
So this is what an athletic center is supposed to look like.
And we're still going to start Perkins and play 30 minutes a game. It's going to be so awesome.
Do you think
that somebody killed Kendrick Perkins?
I think Steven Adams has worked himself to... It would be stupid. And it's not surprising, but it would be stupid if Brooks watched how Adams played all preseason and said, I'm going to stick with Perkins and Tabeat. Like, if Adams doesn't play, it's going to be dumbfounding for us.
It's going to be frustrating.
And he's going to hear more heat... from the fans,
yeah,
than he has in his entire season or his entire career here, because, like, granted, it's preseason. The Hornets, Pelicans don't have a center. Like, you know, he's playing Ryan Anderson and Greg Stiemsma, who's maybe the worst person in the NBA.
Why?
He was so awful last night.
Yeah,
trying to fight everybody, and he was not very good at basketball either.
Did you see what the beat did to him though?
Well, good.
That's what, like, I almost feel worse for Tabeat than Perk, because if someone's going to lose their spot to Adams, it's going to be Tabeat.
I watched them both last night and thought.
They're really good.
Steven Adams should be the starter, Hashim Tabeat should be the backup, and Perkins should be playing for somebody else. Or.
What do you,
Let's not. I mean, I think that we can learn things from those preseason games, but let's not overreact.
Yeah.
I'm not overreacting in the sense of, like, I've seen Perkins for two full years.
I know, he's not good.
And he hasn't been good at all on anything except for being able to physically match big centers. And so what, if I'm Brooks, which is not what Brooks will do, I understand that. You don't do stuff like this, I guess. You play Dwight Howard? Kendrick Perkins is your starter. You play Andrew Bynum if he's healthy. Kendrick Perkins is your starter. After that, who else is a legitimate back-to-the-basket center anymore?
Andrew Bogut.
Andrew Bogut. But Andrew, oh, come on. Andrew Bogut and Steven Adams? That'd be the most glorious matchup ever.
That would be so many.
You're right.
Andrew Bogut would kill him.
He would. He would right now, but...
Steven Adams has a ton of potential.
It's incredible how much potential he has.
He had 6 offensive boards last night. When was the last time you saw a Thunder center have 15 rebounds?
Never.
Last year. Perk had 15 last year.
Just one game. That. Yeah. It's but okay. The thing is, like, I understand, like I said, I understand to preface it all that it's a preseason game.
Yeah.
Like, I get that. But it doesn't take much to see a basketball player. Right?
Yeah.
Like if a guy plays basketball, he can play basketball. He knows where to be. He rebounds well. The thing that was even more impressive last night, he was a great passer. Like, he had 2 really, really good assists, like, from offensive rebound. He threw one to Gomes where he got the offensive rebound and bounced past it through the lane to Gomes as he was coming in for the layup.
Man.
You can see fluidity, and he has it compared to Perkins, who has none of it.
Okay, well, offensively. Let's talk about the things that Perkins does bring that Steven Adams could not bring right now. Royce was saying, one, Steven Adams is not, he cannot communicate on defense. He hasn't figured out, you know, which would take time to figure out how to do that. Perkins does do that. He does tell people, hey, here, you know what I mean. He talks. He brings toughness. Perk does bring toughness. You know, it may be fake guy toughness, but the rest of the team is tougher when Perk is on the court too, especially when you don't have Russell Westbrook, who's also a tough dude. You need someone like that. Steven Adams is not just – he's not going to talk. He hasn't built his place, you know, with the rest of the team.
And Gomes was Gomes good last night?
Gomes was incredible last night. He was 3 of 3 or 3 of 4 from the 3-point line. He looked good defensively. He can score pretty well. Like, I think he also earned himself a position on the team, like roster spot. They're going to have to start getting rid of some people. Like, that's going to happen. But I don't know if it's going
to
be him.
How many more do they need to get rid of?
I don't know. They don't think anybody else.
But they can't put them all on the active roster. Is that what it is?
They're not on the
So that's right. They have some of them that'll be in Tulsa. And
you know what sucks? I wish Russ was. It's hard because I want Roberson to play because that dude eats some freaking rebounds. The other night he came in and played 10 minutes, I think, and had 7 rebounds.
Yeah,
or not even. It's just ridiculous. Who rebounds like that?
Nobody. Not a lot of people. You know who's not going to have any minutes?
Roberson.
PJ3.
Which is totally fine with me. He's
just a tweener, man. He doesn't have a position. He can't be a 3 in the NBA, and he can't be a 4 in the NBA. And so
we need to trade him.
There's just nothing you're going to get for him. So might as well see what he develops. Let him play in Tulsa another year and then let his rookie contract go out and not match anything or not sign him.
Man, that sucks.
You just watch him playing. Like, he was good last night with his back to the basket. Like, you saw him do that a little bit. But against a big 4, he's not very good. Speaking of who wasn't very good last night, the power forward position was like a battle of people who try to do too much. For the Pelicans, Anthony Davis did not look good at all.
Which is the first time this preseason.
Which is fine. I don't give a crap if he didn't look good. But he looked like he was trying to do too much. And the Thunder knew they defended him well. Mm-hmm. Like, Steven Adams defended him well, which was crazy. Like, he actually kind of physical. Well, he came in and he was always trying to get him out of position, get him out of rhythm. Serge
is so much bigger than him right now.
Serge played him well. Serge fouled too much early, but they were calling offensive illegal screens.
Yeah, that's what I read.
It was stupid. Stupid how many illegal screens they called. But It was a fun game. It was the most promising game for everybody on the team.
Yeah.
Not named Durant that we've had. Like, Jeremy Lamb played well. Everybody. Gomes played well. Adams played well. Tabeet was good when he was in there. Reggie didn't play very well, especially at the end. He tried to force too much. He tried to be that guy, and he wasn't that guy. Like,
yeah.
And it just, you got to learn how to give it up. Like, the best players, like, as much as we give LeBron grief for giving away the ball, like, Jordan passed two specific times in significant games, gave the ball to Steve Kerr and John Paxson for significant shots. Like, there's a point where, yeah, if you're triple teamed, give the ball to somebody else. And Reggie will figure that out, but he was just trying to do too much. And Scott was coaching him the whole time, too, which was enjoyable. But
still had nine dimes.
He did, but he forced three consecutive possessions when the game was within a point at the end, which doesn't matter.
I'm just looking at his stat line. I didn't see the end of the game.
He played well for the most part. At just the end of the game, he kind of puttered out. But
I watched the highlights. I saw he put up a three-pointer that was like...
Three-pointer was bad, and he
and that
was out of control.
Baseline. That just hit off the side of the backboard.
Maybe my favorite moment of last night. It was maybe the worst moment I've ever seen for Serge Ibaka as a Thunder player. So Ryan Anderson in the first quarter does that, the Dwayne Wade, where you, like, Serge comes out and he's defending him and he pump fakes and Serge jumps and then he kind of, Ryan Anderson jumps into him and gets the shot up and gets the foul call. Well, Serge has Anthony Davis and he pump fakes and Anthony Davis kind of jumps out at him. And so then Serge tries to jump into him to create the contact and shoot it, but instead literally throws it three, like shoots it 3 feet from him, and nobody calls the foul. He just like literally like jump shot to the center's hand that's standing right at the block in front of him. So it just was so awkward looking. But here's the one thing I will say about the preseason that's kind of concluding this. It doesn't take... Like I said, it doesn't take much to look at this team without Russ and see that they're more fluid. Like they aren't as, because in that Grizzlies series and the end of the Rockets series, it was just so they just didn't know what they were doing, and so there's more confidence in some other players. Everybody else is kind of ready to take on some of the scoring load, and so I'm not as nervous as playing without Russ right now, as I obviously was in the playoffs. I still think it hits their win percentage. Not that that matters in the end. But it's good, like Andrew was saying earlier in our pod, is it's good because what happens when those guys get more and more confidence and then Russ comes in?
Yeah.
And now he has five weapons around him or four weapons around him that
can
score.
It's a great opportunity for Reggie and for Lamb to get, you know, to get shots in that they normally wouldn't if Russell Westbrook was there. So it should be good. Eric Gordon, how did he look last night? I didn't get to watch the game.
He scored more than I realized.
He had 21 points in 21 minutes.
Yeah. And I think he had 17 at half. But it wasn't, he attacked a lot more. Eric Gordon, when he's healthy, is really good.
I know. You forget how good he is.
I mean, people forget this, but back at the last Olympic Games, there was a battle between Eric Gordon and James Harden to make the squad.
Gosh.
And it was a legitimate argument. And for a while there, everybody said, it's hands down Eric Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't think it's going to be James Harden. But James Harden edged him out. But it was close. Like, we forget how close these two guys are. And if Eric Gordon can stay healthy, I mean, this guy's a legitimate star. So
yeah, that's very true.
He is. The issue the Pelicans will face this year is depth. They don't have a lot of it. Tyreek didn't play at all last night either. So it's preseason and people sit different times. But adding him to the fold, having Drew Holiday, which was large periods of the night, Kevin Durant was defending.
Oh, really?
Which was weird.
That is weird.
They put Thabo on Eric Gordon and Durant was guarding. And then whoever was playing, Reggie was guarding
Al-Farouq Aminu?
Yeah, but maybe it was just that's how bad they were defensively. Like, at the beginning, Durant, Aminu was scoring at will at the beginning of the game. It was crazy.
It was weird.
It ended up all settling down, but there was large points in the first half where Durant was guarding Drew Holiday for some reason. And I think it was just out of position people, but I'm excited, man. It'll be fun to watch this team. Lamb shot the ball well for the first time this season.
4-10.
No way.
He was 4 of 10, but there was...
Well, one of them was a block shot at the end of the game.
That he had to take. He was a 3. Yeah. And then there was another one.
Oh, he took a full court shot.
Oh, yeah. He took a full court shot.
Yeah, so he's 4 of 8. Really,
okay.
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
So what I did and what we're going to do kind of as we go through the East is rank our top 8 teams, and then we're going to look at kind of the playoff matchups as we go through, and we'll talk about those a little bit, and then we will talk about who we think will win the East. And then we want to just to do another part of our preseason kind of conversation is we're going to do the Rookie of the Year and Coach of the Year. And then we'll be done. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want to start from the bottom or the top?
Hey, bottom.
What does Drake say, man?
Started from the bottom. Now we're here. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that means. We're going to get there. Let's start at number 8. Actually, start at the top. Top's easier.
Started from the top to the bottom.
All right, do it.
I think this is all really hard.
Do the thing.
This is hard. Home court's really hard.
Number 8. You better stop. What? I just looked on yours, and I'm a little bit mad at you.
There's nothing to be mad about. Washington Wizards. I have them at 8. I have them with 38 wins, slipping into the 8th spot. I think John Wall is going to be awesome.
I think he is too.
And I think that they have enough to get 38 wins. That's not asking a lot.
No.
Can they be as good as the Milwaukee Bucks last year? Yes, they can.
They can be better.
So I have them at 8.
So do you have them at 8 too?
Yep.
I have the Cavs at the 8th seed.
Okay.
I have the Cavs winning 37 games.
So right there. I think I had Washington and the Cavs back-to-back. Like, I had them. I put Washington, the Cavs, the Bucks, and the Pistons all fighting for the
7-8
seed. So I just had to make a choice. So I
have the Raptors over Milwaukee.
Milwaukee?
Yes.
So I've got the Cavs at the 8th seed. I don't care about that. The Wizards.
I just feel like... You know, they're not really going to have Varejão or Bynum, which puts that team back where they were last year. And you're going to be playing a rookie substantial minutes and Anthony Bennett. They're not going to be that much worse than Washington, obviously.
They have the biggest ifs,
yeah,
maybe out of anybody in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't put them in.
So I'll deal with them. It's just predictions, you know?
Yeah.
We're just trying to predict.
Hey, that's
Taylor's going to shave his eyebrows if the Cavs make the 8th seed.
That's what he said.
I didn't say that, but I agree.
Who do you guys have for the 7 seed?
I have the Pistons at 7. I have them with 42 wins.
I have Toronto at 7.
Wow.
Yeah. I've switched.
Make your case for the Raptors.
With the Raptors, let's see. How do I do this?
I can't tell you the starting five.
Let's not forget about Kyle Lowry. People go to Toronto and we kind of forget about them up there because they suck, which is fine. But their management is a lot better now with Masai Ujiri. I still don't really like their coach that much. I don't think he's...
I don't even know who he is.
It's Sam...
Presti?
No.
No. Sam
Waterston?
No, it's the guy who was the defensive guy for the Mavericks.
Yeah, the Mavericks. I don't know what
I'll find out his name in a second.
Sam Young. That's it.
It was Sam Young.
No. Anyway.
Just keep Sam Risner.
Anyway, I think Valanciunas is a lot better. I think Rudy Gay is not a superstar player, but I think he's pretty good when you have a guy like Lowry.
He's perfect for Toronto.
Yeah. Perfect for what?
Toronto. He's perfect for him.
He really is, and he's
everybody forgot. I forgot he was there. Oh, they got DJ Augustin,
Dwayne Casey,
Dwayne Casey,
the
yeah,
Dwight
Sam.
Bukes.
Sam is what I said. Not Sam.
Sam.
DeMar DeRozan.
I was thinking Sam Cassell, but Sam that's Cassell. Totally not him.
Psycho T. I forgot about that.
They got Steve Novak T on there.
Yeah, they got DJ Augustin and Psycho T, a part of the worst bench in NBA history last year.
The Pacers were so in to get rid of him. Oh yeah, go ahead. We're not going to match
him. Hey, Psycho T isn't bad.
He's not good.
I would say he's a good bench player.
I don't know.
Listen, they're making 7 seed right there. That's my case. I didn't say anything, but that's what I believe.
I just think that Masai Ujiri is smart enough to try to get rid of Rudy Gay.
Tank.
And
go get Wiggins, please.
Get a lotto pick.
Speaking of Wiggins, real quick, did you hear what Adidas said this week? Or what the rumor was that Adidas did?
$180
million as soon as he graduates or gets out of college.
which would be the largest rookie shoe deal ever.
Why would you give a crap about college basketball?
I hate it. I know.
Make it a two-year deal or nothing.
They're like, we never said this. These are just numbers floating around.
Yeah, well,
you know, like,
true.
You don't. What? It's not legal for us to say that stuff. It goes against rules, but you know that they're doing it.
For sure. My seventh seed is the Pistons. I like the Pistons. I think they're going to be better, obviously. Rodney Stuckey's out for 4 to 6 weeks, which may be a great thing for them.
I might put him as a 5 seed now.
If it was just extended to 10 to 12 weeks, I feel a little bit better about that. But I like the Pistons' makeup. Josh Smith, Greg Monroe, Andre Drummond, Brandon Jennings, and then all the other players that they have that I don't know.
Lots of lefties.
Chauncey.
Chauncey's on this team. Will Bynum. KCP. A guy named Luigi. They're going to be awesome.
Damn it, I made the wrong decision.
I didn't know
Luigi was on there.
They do also have Rasheed Wallace as one of their coaches.
Coaches? No, I should have taken that.
Mo Cheeks.
I don't like how they... I know it's preseason, but they've looked really not good in preseason.
Yeah, and that's why you're also sold on the Raptors, because they're 4-0.
No, I get it, man. It's not...
Don't you... If you're going to use preseason, use it all the time.
The Pacers are 0-4 in the preseason.
Yeah, I don't have them in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think they're probably in the lottery in my
opinion. I have them at 12 wins.
All right, so
come on.
We're making fun of you.
Guys.
That's okay.
Wait till you see where the Pacers are. Number one, six seeds.
Six seed. I have the Atlanta Hawks.
Dude, me and you, man.
Hey.
I do as well.
I do as well.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, they have Al Horford and... Paul Millsap, Jeff Teague, they're going to be good.
That's going to be a team.
Kyle Korver had like 75 points last night.
I have them with 43 wins.
The Hawks are always the team you don't think about.
Yeah, and they're always in the playoffs.
Unless they decide to tank.
Who's your 5 seed?
The New York Knickerbockers.
Same thing. New York
53
Knicks.
53 wins for the Knicks. They had 54 last year. I think adding Andrea Bargnani is at least
one win. There's one game he's going to hit 10 threes. Because that's all he knows.
No, he's going to lose them one more game than they than last year.
Good call. I don't know how math works. I don't know graded numbers versus small numbers.
I have the Nets.
The Nets.
Taylor, you are going to go down on the anti-Net Titanic.
I'm not going down, man.
How many wins do you think the Nets are going to have? Obviously, under 52. Because that's what you bet.
Yeah, I said under 52. They'll have about 50 wins.
Okay. I disagree with that.
49.
They had 49 wins last. They had 49 wins last year.
I think that they'll do 60. About the same.
I just think they're. I mean, they're bet. I just don't know how you can.
Is this another one of our bets? Who
finishes
better?
I don't believe.
So what's fun about that is, so my 4 seed is the Nets. So I have the first round being the Nets versus the Knicks. And I have them at the 4 seed because once I started ranking the top 3 in the East, I was just like, these teams are better than everybody else.
Yeah.
Now, the Nets may come out and by Christmas be like blowing teams to pieces. Like, they have potential to be spectacular.
They have a lot to prove.
Yeah. And so that's why I put them at 4 right now.
They got some old balls that they're counting on, and I don't trust old balls.
Yeah, but they also have really good players.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, they've got 6 guys that have made an all-star team on their team. And not like that far removed from all-star teams.
I just don't believe... I don't see Hart. I don't see Hart, man.
How do you not see Hart when Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett are on your team?
Because they left their heart in Boston.
And Jason Terry? Oh, come on.
Their heart's in Boston.
That's they ridiculous. Brought... The reason you bring those guys in when they're this old is for the specific purpose of bringing Hart. Plus, you can't
force Hart, man.
You have Brooke Lopez. You have Joe Johnson.
Andre Blatch,
who played way better last year.
He's good.
So
Andre Blatch.
I like
good.
The Nets. I would even possibly move them up further.
I have the Pacers at 4.
I can see that too.
With 56 wins,
they're my three seed. So
they won 49 games last year. Like, everybody talks about this team like they were some juggernaut last year, but they only won 49 games.
And they were pretty bad at the start of
Danny Granger's already hurt. I think that they're going to be better. I have them at 56 wins. So I think they win 7 more games than last year, which is a lot of games.
That's the Luis Scola bump.
Yeah, this is the... They actually have a bench bump.
Yes. But
I still think that I think Brooklyn's going to finish ahead of them.
Hello, Brooklyn.
I have Knicks at 4. I have Knicks at 4 and Pacers at 3.
We didn't say 3.
I know, but no one was saying anything.
I have the Pacers at 3. I got the Nets at 4, but I can easily see those interchanged.
Yeah, I have them finishing one win away from each other. I have Indiana at 56 wins and then Brooklyn at 57.
Yeah, I have Brooklyn at like 30.
30 wins.
Y'all ready for this?
They don't make playoffs. Toronto does, though.
Number 2 seed?
2 seed.
Bulls.
Miami Heat.
Oh!
You brought it. You took it there.
They're the second oldest team in the NBA.
The Bulls are always a good regular season team with Derrick Rose. Good.
And the Miami Heat are going to pace themselves. They're going to let up a little bit, I think, in the regular season because they know that it doesn't matter that much.
So what's your win total for them? 62?
61 wins.
61.
And then I have Chicago finishing with 63.
Chicago, the best team in the league.
A healthy Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I saw Taylor on Tuesday and I said, no, I called Taylor yesterday just to ask him if he saw Derrick Rose highlights.
And then I watched him in class, and I literally did that. I did.
Oh, you forget how freakish he is.
That and one he had, that one where he crossed him over like 80 times and then spun, and then he was 90 degrees in the air.
There's part of you that also has to think, number one, I'm a little bit nervous every time he does anything, right? But number two, the reason he's not nervous is because he took the year off.
He took over. He was not playing basketball for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a year and 4 months or something.
Competitively.
Yeah.
And so you see that and you think that's why he can attack with confidence that his knee is not going to do anything. Yeah. Like it's not. He's playing just the same way he was because he took that year off. So I can't blame the guy. It would have been stupid for him to come back for a series they were going to lose anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So. I know we were all over that one earlier, but I have the Heat at 1 and the Bulls at 2.
Real close, though. You can make
absolutely. Yep.
I agree.
Absolutely. So that puts us, the first round series for us, for me, would be the Heat versus the Cavs. For Andrew, it would be the Bulls versus the Wizards. Either one of those series would be fun to watch, but both series, the number one seed moves on, right?
Yeah, there's no chance.
For the two, for me, I had on my 2-7 seed, I had the Bulls versus the Pistons, which I think would just be a fantastic matchup. You have the Heat and the Pistons, right?
That mm-hmm. would be a sweep.
It would be a sweep, but it's old school. I don't know. I mean, the Pistons may get a game. Probably not. If Brandon Jennings plays the way he did last year in the playoffs, they won't get anything. But yeah. But old school Bulls Pistons rivalry, like that just is a fun, that'd be a fun thing to watch for a series. My 4-5 seed is the Nets Knicks, which would be fun.
Oh, God. Everyone wants to see that.
New York would just go crazy. It'd be a good series anyway. And then my who gives a crap about it series would be the Pacers Hawks.
Oh, we can't do that again.
Yeah, please, Lord, no.
Please, not again.
So out of that, I have the Heat, the Nets, the Pacers and the Bulls moving on. Everybody has those four, right? Top four seeds move on.
No. Knicks over Nets.
Oh,
for
my gosh.
I mean, if they don't play each other, then I can see the Nets winning.
So then you have the Heat. For me, I'd have the Heat versus the Nets, the Pacers versus the Bulls.
Yeah.
You would have the opposite, right? No. That's still the same matchup for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have Nets beating Heat.
What an incredible two playoff series those would be.
Yeah,
they would be fun.
The Bulls and the Pacers would be just like a heavyweight boxing match. And then the Heat and the Nets, Bulls especially after LeBron's, what he said to KG and Paul Pierce this week.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be fun.
So then you have, in my mind, you have the Heat versus the Bulls. And until somebody beats them, I went with the Heat as the Eastern Conference champions.
I have to say something.
Hold on. Wait. Everybody paying attention?
Are we paying attention? Listeners.
All right, go ahead.
I feel bad about the Toronto thing. I was just trying to be different and trying to be confident about it. But I'm not confident about it. And I don't want the and I don't think the Raptors are gonna be in the playoffs.
Thank
and
you
I think
for
the Pistons
that.
Will be the 8th seed and the Wizards will be the 7th seed.
That's a little more reasonable.
Y'all are on this Wizards train, man.
That's because they're really good.
Who do they have outside of John Wall and Bradley Beal? Help me. Like I'm asking Nene. That not as a Nene. Negative.
Nene is a lot better.
Kevin Serafin. Martell Webster.
Who else they got? I know they got some.
Trevor Ariza.
Man, you guys have just sold me.
They're so good.
On them 5 years ago, they'd have been awesome. I'm just kidding. They could be good.
So damn sure. good.
They were so much better with John Wall last year.
I have them under 500. I don't love this team.
No, yeah.
It feels like you love them, Taylor.
I have them at. I'll put them at 40 wins.
Taylor had Toronto above the Nets.
Yeah, I do. You're right.
I think that Indiana is going to win the East this year.
I hope Indiana wins.
As the three seed. As the four seed.
As the four seed.
Four seed.
I don't think it matters what seed they are. I think they're going to.
So the four seed will play. So they'll play the number one seed. So they'd beat the Bulls in the second round, in your mind.
Yes.
And then beat the Heat in the Eastern Conference.
Yes.
I think so, too.
Pacers are good, man.
I think they have enough.
The top of the Eastern Conference is as good as it's been in my memory.
Yeah. It's very good.
This may be, and Magic said this the other day, and I think I agree with it. This may be one of the most competitive basketball seasons I ever remember.
Both sides, there's some heavyweight.
There's four or five stud teams in the West and four or five stud teams in the East.
It's going to be good.
Because if the Knicks are your five seed, and the Knicks I don't think got better, really, but I don't think they got any worse, and they still have Melo, Tyson Chandler.
Andre Bargnani.
Schumpert.
Pablo Bricioni. Come on, Schumpert. Pablo Bricioni.
I mean.
Raymond Felton.
Beno.
Hey, Beno Ultra, he's not terrible. He's pretty good off the bench. That's a pretty good player.
They have a.
We'll find out.
Oh, he'll be good.
Hey, is this Amari Stoudemire's last year on his contract?
God, let's hope so.
I don't think so.
Got another 15 years.
They're going to lose. Yeah, they just extended
him. They just gave him an extension on that contract.
Yes, this is illegal, but about $30 million a year for the next 15 years.
We love paying you so much money to do nothing.
Why did they amnesty Chauncey, not Amar'e Stoudemire? So I guess that year.
So they could sign Chandler. That's what it's about.
Let's see. Let's see what his contract is.
I don't even know if I'm looking at the right page.
You aren't. All right. Part of also.
What are we doing, rookie?
Rookie of the year, coach of the year. I think another thing we can look at is maybe who you'd pick as your starting five. Eastern Conference All-Star.
Ooh.
Amar'e Stoudemire.
Number one, two, three, and four. Five, LeBron.
Yeah.
I think at the center position, the best in the Eastern Conference is, let's see if we do it in unison. Ready? One, two, three, Brook Lopez.
Roy Hibbert.
God.
Yeah, I was between Roy Hibbert and anyone else.
I think he'll get more votes.
What about Noah?
He's really good, but he won't get votes.
I think with the Bulls, if they go into the All-Star break leading the conference.
I'd rather have Joker Noah, but I don't think that Roy Hibbert will get the spot.
What about Jonas Valanciunas, man?
Dude, yeah. Jonas, he's coming off the bench in the East.
Andre Drummond. There's a lot of good centers.
Andrew Bynum, the reemergence of Andrew Bynum.
If Andrew Bynum stays healthy, he could be the All-Star center.
He won't.
Al Horford?
He'll be about as healthy as Greg Oden.
See, there's like some centers in the East that are like these guys should probably get it and they won't get votes.
Al Horford,
Joakim Noah.
Bismack Biyombo.
No.
So who do you guys see at the four position in the East?
Probably KG's going to win because it's KG.
Chris Bosh.
I would love Chris Bosh.
So who would you? If it's not KG, who would you go for?
Chris Bosh.
Probably Chris Bosh. Well, wait. Is Melo going to be small forward or power forward?
He's small forward. Well, it doesn't matter. Actually, it's going to be Melo. Because they're just forwards.
Yeah, that's right. They do front court, back
court. So it'll be Melo and LeBron as the forwards. Yeah.
And do they even do centers anymore? I thought it was just smalls and bigs.
I think you're right.
No.
They don't do center.
I think they took out the center deal.
Yeah.
Small.
Okay, so then.
Which doesn't mean. I mean.
I still put Roy Hibbert up there.
So could be. But it could be
Paul
Bosh. It could be Bosh, Melo, LeBron, Paul George, and Dwayne Wade. Or.
Yeah, because they do two guards. They don't do point guard, shooting guard specific.
Who else would be in that guard category? Darren Williams, Joe Johnson,
Yeah. Darren Williams, Joe Johnson.
Raymond Felton.
Raymond Felton, man.
Oh, Derrick Rose.
Oh, of course. Derrick Rose would get it over Paul George.
He would get it over just about anybody but LeBron in that division.
Yeah, that's
or that league.
It would be Paul George and I think it'll probably be Paul George and Derrick Rose.
Paul George, Derrick Rose, yeah. LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, and Chris Bosh.
People just love to vote for Dwayne Wade because it's Dwayne Wade.
No, I'm saying we're not saying like. I guess you have to determine on who would the fans vote for starters.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what sucks is fans vote.
But Derrick Rose and the emergence of Paul George may bump him off of that. Who knows? He's about to prove it to you. I'm about to show him his place in history. He's going to get hurt this season.
Amari has a player option for next season. Not this season, but next season.
Or does he go out there and test the free agent market?
$23,410,968.
Listen, if he's smart, he'll try to go get some money from Charlotte.
Yeah. Speaking of, I thought I got across the Twitter a week ago. Al Jefferson went down with some sort of ankle sprain, and everybody thought it was a blown knee or something.
Oh,
they're just like, oh, no.
Oh,
but
man,
luckily,
that would
we didn't.
Be hilarious.
All right, let's talk Rookie of the Year and Coach of the Year.
And Sixth Man?
And Sixth Man.
Okay. Rookie of the Year, Victor Oladipo. I think he's going to have the biggest opportunity of anybody. I don't think this rookie class is very strong. I don't think it's going to take a whole lot for Oladipo to win Rookie of the Year.
This rookie class was so boring that I had to look up who was in it again.
It's not good.
Ben McLemore, no.
Ben McLemore was...
He'll make a case.
He just will get so many shots this year.
McLemore?
Yeah.
He will...
What?
Yeah, he'll get some shots.
Nope. I like Victor Oladipo. He's going to have every opportunity to lead that team. He's not going to lead them to very much good, but he's going to lead them nonetheless.
God, please get rid of Jameer Nelson this year. Please, God, get rid of Jameer
Nelson. He's got a big contract. I don't know if they'll be able to.
I hate watching Jameer Nelson play for that team. I hate it.
He's so stocky.
Jameer Nelson, side note, Andrew remembers this. Were you in college whenever they played St. Joe's?
Mole.
I wasn't in college, but I remember it.
OSU played St. Joseph's, and it was Jameer Nelson, Delonte West for this. Oh, God, it was one of the best NCAA tournament games I ever remember. OSU won. John Lucas III hit a three at the end of the game and won the game.
Who's starting for Utah right now because Trey Burke is hurt and...
Oh, John Lucas is.
Yeah.
Trey Burke right now.
There's no way he... I don't think he was ever going to be up for Rookie of the Year, though.
I think he could have been.
Just because it's high volume guy. I mean, he's going to have any opportunity.
Yeah. I think Ben McLemore will be closest to
Tyler Zeller,
Victor Oladipo,
Cody Zeller,
and then Anthony Bennett. I don't think he'll get.
No, and then who's the guy from Georgetown that went to
Otto Porter? He won't get enough. He'll be a.
Where do you go? The Wizards.
Yeah,
yeah,
but he's hurt right now
with all the other juniors.
Coach of the Year.
I've got Monty Williams.
By the look of your face, I didn't feel like you were very confident in that.
I'm not. I've been debating between Monty Williams and Rick Adelman.
Okay, so you're going for biggest, like they're going to pick Coach of the Year by biggest jump in win-loss
Taylor,
category.
Taylor, let's do ours in unison. 1, 2, 3, Mark Jackson.
Ooh, I like that. I didn't even think about this, so I don't have an answer.
You don't have, an answer.
I'll say... I won't say Mark Jackson because they were still really good last year. There's not going to be enough. They're not going to make a big enough jump like to outweigh Monty Williams or someone like that.
What was their win total last year? They were the 5 seed, weren't they? No, they were the 6 seed.
Yeah, are they going to be much better than that this year?
I think so.
They'll be.
I don't know.
The top 4. They had 47 wins last year.
47, they'll get like 50, low 50s probably.
I just think the other thing for them is that everybody's watching them this year. And so Mark Jackson has the chance to either get Coach of the Year or maybe get fired. You know, like if they come out and underperform and underwhelm, which I don't think they will.
No, I think they'll just be kind of in the middle of the pack in the West and kind of blend in. And
I can't wait to do the West next week.
Usually don't win Coach of the Year. Because
if they're in the middle of the pack.
Top 4.
I've got to see your top 4
is hard.
There's a lot of good teams in the West.
Yeah. There are a lot of good teams.
Sixth man, Jarrett Jack.
I'll go with the Jamal Crawford's.
Oh my gosh.
I picked Jarrett Jack just because I think he's going to score the most. I think he's going to have the most opportunity. The Clippers have so many guys again that I think it's hard to stick out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to give more. Like, who did they have starting at the two guard last
JJ
year?
Oh, last year, Willie Green.
Willie Green, or they whenever Chauncey Billups played, like that gave like so much.
Yeah.
So much more opportunity.
That's
to,
true.
To Jamal Crawford. But if you have JJ Redick.
Lou Williams can be huge this year, too, on that Hawks team coming off the bench.
If they don't start him.
So let's, real quick, can we go through some of the bigger teams and who would be the six man off of their team? Like, so who's the six man off of the Bulls? Do they have one?
I don't know.
Because Jimmy Butler starts.
Tony Snell.
What about a
six man of the year? No, Mike Dunleavy probably.
Mike Dunleavy or
Kirk Heinrich.
Yeah.
No way.
So nobody off of that team.
No.
Nobody off the Nets.
Andre Kirilenko.
He'll be good.
Kirilenko will.
He could have a chance if he averages like 2 blocks, 2 steals, 5 boards, and 12 points. Like
the Knicks will have J.R. Smith.
So he needs a lot.
He could do that easily, I think.
Yeah.
The Thunder. No, nobody on there. Reggie would be the best option, but I don't think he gets any love. The Spurs.
No. Manu.
Their whole team is six men.
Basically.
Except for Parker. Bellinelli. Bellinelli went nuts last night.
Did he really?
Yes. They're going to do something. I just can't handle them right now.
People are going to love Bellinelli.
Clippers, Warriors.
The Warriors, if they brought Klay Thompson off the bench.
Which I think they are going to do.
Which you're talking about doing.
Which would be big.
He could be the sixth man.
Portland, no. Minnesota, no. Oh, Minnesota. No.
Who would be Minnesota? I don't know.
Corey Brewer?
No.
No, he wouldn't get it, though.
Denver, no.
Listen.
Houston, no.
There's just not a lot of candidates.
Yeah. No, there's not.
Hey, so let me just say a few things. Next week, Western Conference preview. We're going to talk about the top 8 seeds. We're going to walk through kind of the playoffs. We're going to look at their win totals for the year, our expectations. We're going to talk MVP. We're going to talk Defensive Player of the Year. And then we're going to talk all NBA top 5, who we think that is, which is not really as difficult as maybe you'd think. Western Conference is chock full of a bunch of good teams. It's going to be hard to do, and we're excited about doing it. Season's only a few weeks away. We hope you continue to tune into us. Remember, share your thoughts with us on Twitter. Everybody spread the word on Down to Dunk Podcast. We enjoy doing this. We enjoy it when people listen. So thanks for tuning in. We'll check you next time.
Next time. Get your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right.